what I'm seeing in the spirit is that many, many, millions, the message that's going to be taught tonight, million lives are going to be changed. Million. I received that. I received a $700 check. Million in the body of Christ because of the apostolic anointing that is getting stronger and stronger. I was already praying an hour and something a day. He have increased my prayer time and my focus because he's laying some things in the church now that the body of Christ need to know to handle the time that we're in. So I want you to be open tonight and let me pause sometime to get it out and let the Holy Spirit take over. I said, let the Holy Spirit take over. And so it's so important that you pay close attention. You may be seated. You've already prayed. I'm going to give you the subject. Now, this subject matter, I'm going to deal with it very, very clearly. I told my 9-year-old grandson, pay close attention, because I wish I could have heard something like this when I was 9. You may say this never happened to you, but you would be lying. What I'm about to say, because it have happened to you. You just didn't know it was happening. Here's what we're going to deal with. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. I want you to get it down. Don't let your mind, you turn to Romans chapter 12, just hold it on a while, I'm going to talk with you. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. Another way, that's a subject, but don't let your mind handicap your faith. Another way to say it is don't let your mind hinder your faith. Another way to say it, don't let your mind harm your faith. We've all been through this. And then don't let your mind hold back your faith from flowing in greater dominion. Don't let your mind hold back your faith from flowing in greater dominion. You're supposed to dominate. Faith is a dominating factor, right? So I'm going to ask you a few questions in order to get us further into the understanding that we're going to have to take the handcuffs off of our faith, that our mind put on our faith. Satan can attack your soul, but he can't attack your spirit. And when he put handcuffs on your faith, he got handcuffs on your mind, your imagination, your emotion, your feeling. See, feeling can't operate in faith. And so the question is, what is your faith mindset? What is your faith mindset? I want you to act it. And then I said, let's set it right now. We're going to set your faith mindset apostolically that you can flow in different dimension of the spirit. Places you've never been before. Now listen very carefully to the next statement because it might seem like a statement I'm saying. And I feel the Spirit of God already. It feels like a statement I've said, but I have not said it. But I learned this 30 years ago. A man said that in my presence. He was preaching. Matter of fact, from this day forward, handcuff every thought and see if it came from God. Now, you have different thoughts. You can't tell me you set your all the holy you want. You have different thoughts. Amen. Thoughts because Satan just shoot them thoughts, you see. But if you handcuff it, you can find out that it come from God. And if it didn't come from God, you put the blood on it. All of us have various thoughts. But we're learning now not to let our mind handcuff our faith because we're going to handcuff the thoughts. Satan do not stand a chance with you after the night. Let me say that again, man. He don't stand a chance. See, that's why you've been getting by. You've been getting by with the thoughts. Your faith can whoop him every time. But he bring you into the emotion realm, the reasoning realm. And that's where he whoop you at. But by faith, you keep him in the spirit realm. And faith become a part of the soul of the spirit. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Handcuff every thought. I mean, how many of y'all know that had some thoughts you need to handcuff? Yeah, that y'all some honest people. You know. Handcuff every thought and see if it's from God. Okay. Meditation of the word will mold, M-O-L-D, your mind. I mean, you write down Joshua 1:8. It'll mold your mind. It'll mold your mind into a prosperous, good success, a place that your faith can accommodate you in walking in as you learn that your faith is spiritual.
Yes, sir.
It's not mental. It's not natural. So I said, and I got to, it's time for you to learn how to think right according to the plan of God. Now get that whole statement out. It is time for you to learn how to what? Think right. What's the next thing? According to the plan of God. Let's add this for your life. Personally. God got a plan for every one of us personally to be blessed, to be successful. Every one of us, no matter where you come from, no matter what your background, it doesn't matter. If you learn to control your mind with the word of God and apply your faith, you will never be stopped again. Miracles and signs and wonders, and miracles, signs and wonders will be jumping on your back night and day. It's time for you to learn how to think right according to the plan of God. The traps, what I say?
Traps.
All right, of your faith must be discerned through the Holy Ghost. Every trick he tried to put on you, the Holy Ghost from this night forward going to reveal that didn't come from God. And I'm going to have what I say. I'm going to have what I'm believing for. I'm not going to entertain this thought. You will not rob me. You will not trap me anymore. So thoughts discerned by the Holy Ghost. Whether it's from God or not. If it's not from God, place the blood on it. Listen very carefully. We're going to read the scripture in a minute. Faith and godly mindset. Don't miss that. Faith and godly mindset are the revealed spiritual secrets that are going to turn loose a remnant in the body of Christ to release the government of God in the earth realm in these last days. No, I ain't going over it. I got a lot of other stuff. You just got to catch it. You got to catch it the best way you can. I'll go over then. Faith and a godly mindset. Say godly mindset.
Godly mindset.
Are to reveal spiritual secrets. Say spiritual secret.
Spiritual secret.
All right. Secrets is plural. They're going to turn loose a remnant in the body of Christ to release the government of God in the earth's realm in these last days. How many still with me now?
Yes.
That will bring honor and glory to the goodness of God. In other words, you're going to be operating in a level of faith that whatever happened not going to bother you. The economy, the government, disease, Wars and rumors of wars, it won't bother you because you're going to know who you are, and you're going to be like a Daniel in the lion den because you know how to get out. And this is time we need to have, and that's why I need to take my time. Don't let Satan control your faith through your mind. Don't let Satan control your faith through your emotion, your feeling. Don't let Satan control your faith through reasoning. Don't let Satan control your faith through your physical eyes. Say it's over.
It's over.
All right. Now you're going to see a whole lot of changes start taking place as you're operating in faith. You've been shooting at some answers you have not been getting. But through the Spirit, there's a discovery being made for the body of Christ that your faith never fail you. Is your mind juggling in your situation? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Wherever your faith has been drifting, it will begin to shift in and change in situation like you've never seen before. Just listen to me. The Holy Spirit is going to help us. Your faith is designed by God to be fruitful at all times. There's no such thing as faith failure. It's mind failure. Your mind keep, watch this, your mind keep lying to your faith. You got to catch it in the lie. When you catch a person, I say, you're lying to me. There's absolutely nothing my faith can't change. We're going to start seeing the dead raised. We're going to start seeing miracles, signs, and wonders because our mind is holding these miraculous things from happening in our life. We think we're operating full blasted in faith, but we're not because our mind messing us up. When we learn to lock our mind into the mind of God, oh my. So your faith is designed to handle every situation that come in your life. Your faith is designed to deal with every desire you have. Good God Almighty. Martha almost shipwrecked her brother's resurrection. Because she didn't do like Mary. She didn't sit down long enough to hear what God was saying. And so her mind kept flipping out. She believed, but her mind kept flipping out.
Come on, Apostle.
Come on, sir.
Mary's mind never flipped out. Here's what he said, and then I'm going to read the scripture. We must stop all fruitless faith in your life now. All right, get that? All fruitless faith. With God, there's no such thing as fruitless faith. Faith supposed to produce exactly what you're calling for every time. No matter what nobody else saying, no matter what nobody else doing. You're gonna walk out of here a changed person. Romans 12, 2 and 3. I'm going to read it out of the New Living Bible for us to get a hold of it. Romans 12, 2. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. Handcuff every thought and see whether it came from God. If it's not in your favor, it didn't come from God.
Amen.
And remember now, Satan tell half truth. So you have to have along this line what I call, what the scripture called, discernment. It's almost a question is how your faith act when your back is against the wall. Can you still fight? Can you recognize that you're only in a temporary position? Because you're a child, oh my God, because you're a child of the living God, nothing can stop you. I'm not worried about no depression, suppression. I'm not worried about none of this. The president of the United States does not control my life. The governor of Louisiana does not control my life. Come on, point with me. Y'all don't be scared, point. I don't need no welfare. I don't need no cheese. That's a form of slavery. They're telling me I can't do no better. And they put me at a level that I can't go no further. Now listen to this, 12:2 in the Living Bible. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world. That's 12:2 in the Living Bible. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. You see it? Look at them on the board. A fresh newness. Don't copy them. Don't copy their behavior. Don't copy the world behavior. A young man stopped by and spoke to me today. I won't call his name. And he says, you Pastor Thompson? I was standing in my yard. I said, yes. And he told me who his daddy was. Now, I passed his daddy quite some time. And so we talked. He said, I just wanted to speak to you, sir. I said, okay. And he pulled off. And then I flagged him down. I said, come back here. I said, what you doing with them? What them earrings for in your ear? And then I noticed he had one in his nose. I said, what that earring in your nose represent? I said, did your dad talk to you about this? He said, yeah, dad told me you can't represent God like this. I said, you need to pull them out. You need to pull that thing out your nose. You need to pull it out your ears because the world want us to copy them. That's why they want us to come dressed with T-shirt and jeans on and preach. They want us to be like them. But we're not going to be like them. Not here. Now, a man ain't not going to stay long here with earrings these years. I don't know if he'll make it the first day. You know, I'll try to preach to him and tell him, you know, take them earrings and hand it to that lady next to you. I would, but I'll try to, you know, try to get him out, you know, if I could, but he just can't stay here. No, but after 2 months of preaching, I mean, my God, I might let watch him 2 months, but my, after the third month, I'm going to tell him to stand up. Because we ain't going to have no earring wearing man of me. Now, I got to know, the difference between the women and the men of me. You don't know who you're ministering to. Come on, let me finish. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but be a new and different. You see that? Person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you. Many of us been in the church a long time. We're not fully satisfied. We're not satisfied. We're living right. We're giving right. But we're not satisfied. It's that turkey. It's that turkey, that thought life in which apostolically the Lord is unfolding to you tonight. That your faith will take off like a rocket. You will call things that be not as though they were, and they are sure. People have been in church for years and years and years. Why is this not working? Why is it not working like I should? You know, you're getting by, but I'm talking about supernatural things happening. He's been using your mind to trap your faith. Write the third verse. As God's messenger, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourself. Measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. If you read it in the King James Version, you'll see the word think is mentioned there three times because you're thinking. Go to get Romans 12, 3. Go in the King James Version because thinking mess your faith up. If you don't think right, you think more highly. You think you're working in high faith and you're really working way down. You think you're on the 11th floor in faith and you're four floors under the level. Because it's in your mind. We got so much psychology. We got so much positive thinking we've brought in the church. And we think we're really operating. We got so much decreed and little charts we write up and all that stuff. And still not operating in faith. You can make something happen. But if it happened and you're not happy, that probably wasn't faith. See, you can decree some things that it'll come to pass. But you still don't have no joy. Faith brings joy and peace with it. Yeah. Understanding, kindness, humbleness, meekness. Yes. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they got all these things. I've read so many books. They got all kinds of things. You can say this and say that and all that going to happen, you know. But there's no peace. See, Satan substitute answers so you won't know how to operate in real faith. So he'll give you an answer with that thing, and you think you're all that, but when he get ready to slap you, he gonna slap you and drop you and everything else. But when you're operating in real faith,
yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He knows you are his boss.
Yes.
And he knows whatever he's trying is only temporary with you.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna pull out that sword and you're gonna cut him loose. Some things you've been believing for about to come through in your life. I just want you to sit down and meditate and think about it. Well, what the apostle said, don't let my mind handcuff my faith. What am I thinking along? What line am I thinking here? You could read scripture and think wrong. And see, you're spitting those scriptures out, but you never meditated them. Scripture is no good until they have read you. You say, I read four chapters. How many chapters read you? That's the only way you can get an answer to you.
Yes,
see, the Bible is supposed to read you,
yes,
not just you read the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Quickly, let me say, Lord. Turn to Psalm 142. Oh, my, I'm about to say something now. That people all over the world will get released. Make sure your faith is not in prison. Psalm 142, verse 7. Make sure your faith is not in prison. Bring my soul out of prison. See, mine. Where your mind at? Soul? Your heart? Yeah. Your inner man? Bring my soul out of prison. So what we're saying, bring my faith out of prison tonight. That I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Ooh, the Lord about to deal bountifully with you, child. Yes, sir. Some of y'all got a lot of, y'all know scripture too. Y'all know the point. But you, when you get this thing to roll it,
yes, sir.
Sit down and meditate this and listen at this and oh my goodness. Many, many of God's people, faith is being taken out of prison tonight. They're making their confession, they're making their declaration, they're making their decrees, but it's not working like it should work. But after the night, my word will not return to me void. But you got to have, I see, Lord. Okay. I see. Isaiah 55:8. In that chapter, he said, come buy without money. You know, the whole chapter, he come. He's trying to tell you it's free, but it's in the spirit realm. But not, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither your ways, my ways, says the Lord. You see that? I said, did you see that? Go to the next verse now, the ninth verse. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But I made it possible for you to know my thoughts and to operate in my ways. Huh? So now you go to Isaiah 55:11. He was talking about you, not himself. So shall my word, see, that's you. When you line up with him in your thinking properly and your faith properly, so shall my word be for that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me for that's just you. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereunto I send it. When you operating in revelation, when you operating with a renewed mind, you speaking the rhema of God. It has to obey you just like it obeyed God, just like it obeyed Jesus, just like it obeyed the Holy Spirit. You hear what I'm saying? Who hear what I'm saying up in here? Your words will not return to you void another day, because now your mind and your faith going to be in alignment. And you're going to talk like a God, and you're going to have dominion over every situation. It's so powerful. Every circumstance is going to be a promotion. Every opposition you face from this day forward is a school of learning going to promote you to another level. Is God permitting something to happen to push you from that level? Let you know you're stronger than this. You're better than that. You've been with me long enough. It's time for promotion. It's time for you to go to another level. Don't fight the problem. Praise me. So tonight your faith come out of prison. Nothing will hold you back again. You're going to talk the word, speak the word, ride the word, flow in the word. Hallelujah. You getting it? Sit down. Satan and the system will persecute your soul mindset to stop your faith. I'm going to give you that again. I want you to listen. I'm going to give you the scripture. Satan and the system will persecute your soul mindset, your soul mindset to stop your faith. Psalm 143, verse 3, 3 and 4. Let's look at it right quickly. How many of y'all getting there? Online. Wave your hand, you're getting it. We're in a new turf here. Yeah, trademark that, boy. I forgot to write a book about this. About the handcuff. Yeah, you trademark it early in the morning because somebody will get it, you know. So I can get it out to God's people. I mean, God's people are going to start moving, man. Do y'all understand where we're at here? I've been studying the word for 48 years. I see something here. I see something that's going to release turbulence faith. Faith going to start controlling things. We're going to, miracles and signs are going to be popping every day. And I heard the Lord says right there, He's putting you on Faith Expressway. Where your faith was on them little back streets, stopping at all them stop signs. What Satan was putting there, he said, he's putting you on faith tonight. You being placed, you listen to me? On Faith Expressway. Because you're going to get your mind right. Because Satan goes, Satan can't really mess with your faith. He's scared of your faith. So what he won't do is he work with your mind to rob you of your faith. But by revelation tonight, you're removing that hindrance. And you're going to be still and know I'm God. Sit right there till you hear from me. Don't just pray and listen. When you're praying, don't just pray and listen. I'm going to tell you a secret that Satan can't handle. I'm going to unfold a mystery to you that Satan never heard of. Listen when you're praying. Listen when you're reading my word. Listen, here's what God said to you. I don't work in format, I work in flows. And sometimes I have to flood the situation to get you out the way. So you can totally trust in me. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. See, now you listening?
Yes, sir.
Your mind don't have no mind.
Right.
So your mind will take orders from the devil, Jesus, angels, or demons. See, your mind don't have no mind. Your mind is built by the information come in, so you got to know who bringing it. You see that? So you catching him tonight. Yeah, because you don't have, I'll tell you right now, you remember this church, you don't have no weak faith. You can't set up in here and have weak faith. Too much coming out. Look at Psalm 143:3. For the enemy had persecuted my soul. How? How he persecuted your soul? What you think? With your mind. That's the only way you can persecute your soul. But you're learning tonight how to protect your soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead.
Yes, sir.
Look at the next verse, though. Look at the next verse. What? Look what happened after he put all that junk in your mind. It overwhelmed. Your spirit can't work. Oh, y'all better see this. Look what it said. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is ruined, desolate. My soul desolate. My mind desolate. So my faith can't work. Because I'm messed up in my mind. Turn to Acts chapter 6. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to write this question down. What happens when your faith is in alignment with a renewed mind? What happened? It's about to happen to you. When your faith, see, you're not going to just jump out and use your faith. Now you're going to renew your mind. Hey, y'all hear me?
Yes.
See, you're not going to just go to the word of God said, no. You're not going to say what the word of God say. You're going to know what the word of God say.
Yes, sir.
And so now it's you speaking the word of God. It's not James.
Come on.
See, you're not speaking now a historical word. You're speaking a John 6:63 word. A live word. And your faith can't work on dead information. Word that you have not heard can't produce faith. I'm going to say that again because I know words that you have not heard. I ain't talking about what you read. I ain't talking about what you memorized. word that you have not heard cannot produce faith. I'm going to stay here till tomorrow. What? You got the Bible open. And you're having a Bible discussion. But if somebody that don't hear the word,
yes, sir.
There's no faith. I don't care if there's 14 of y'all there agreeing. Somebody got to hear the word. Not no proper presentation. No, hear what the word say. There's life in the word. The spirit is in the word.
Yes, it is.
There are some things you've been believing for. Tonight you're going to get them. Yeah, you go back to your prayer room now. You go back to and sit there with your Bible and meditate. And you say, oh, I know what this is. I've been thinking wrong about this. And then when there's a whole lot of waiting, it's time to investigate. Because it don't take God long to do nothing. Just waiting. 5 years waiting. No. Something wrong. People stay their whole life waiting in faith. You ain't no faith. Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Who getting this? Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. Since you've been here tonight, have your faith changed?
Yes, sir.
Do you see a few things you need to do? Huh? Yeah, because y'all are more powerful than that. And I pray to God I could have told you earlier, but I didn't know myself. This apostolic that's showing me some things. See, I'm going beyond just a faith circle. I'm going beyond just a word of faith. No, I want to hear what's fake. And oh Lord, I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm going to say it. It don't have enough word of faith people progressing for me. Now, progressing and talking is two different things. Everybody got a good talk. But I'm telling you, listen to me. I'm speaking this over you. Your faith going to start manifesting like never before. Everything you deal with, when you am that faith at it properly, it's going to start answering you, obeying you, bowing down before you, because you are operating in the name of Jesus and the power of the blood, power of the cross, power of the word, power of the kingdom, power of heaven. We're not just churchgoers. We're past farmers, past setters, pioneers. We're going places that the average person never went before. Cut down some trees. Enjoy your life. You ain't got to wait till you get to heaven. God dug it. Enjoy it right now. You're in power. The glory of God live on the inside of you. You don't have to wait. Gabriel is blowing his horn right now. He wants somebody to dance in the glory. All them old backdrop been holding you back. It's over tonight. You've heard a revelation that's going to release power like never before. That's why I'm glad for the body of Christ at large. That place you thought you couldn't go. All the stop signs are taken down tonight. You don't have to be high polluted in education. And you don't have to be so smart. Just know how to operate in faith properly. Be healed in the name of Jesus. That'll get you healing. What? That'll take your health back. What? Renewed mind. Locked into real faith. I'm going to close. Sit down a minute. Yes, your mind has been handcuffing your faith. But it won't do it anymore. You make one unrighteous move and Satan hold it on you. Repent. When you repent, he ain't got nothing on you. Turn around. He back there. Gone. That's God set that up that way. Because he know we got this soul and body to deal with. We're not perfect. So we make a mistake. We get angry, get upset. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. And really repent and go the other way. Don't let him bring that back up. When he comes, he said, blood. Shoot him with the blood. Blood. Y'all don't know how to shoot him with the blood. Shoot him with the blood. She keeps shooting. Yes. See, one thing Satan don't know who gets shot with. He don't want to get shot with the blood of Jesus. You buy yourself and look like it's not working, shot it out. Blood! What happened when your faith is in alignment with a renewed mind? All right, here in Acts 6:5. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of what?
Faith.
And of what? And Philip and Prochorus and Nicanor and Thomas, I don't care what their name, and Pandemos and Nicholas, proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased. I ain't got time for all that. And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem, great, I got time for that. And a great coming of people, I got time for that. And Stephen, voice eight. And Stephen, full of power, of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. I got time for that. Look in the 10th verse. There you are. That's you. From this night forward. That's you. Look what he said in the 10th verse. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. What you are learning tonight, that's the way you're going to speak from now on. You're going to speak in an anointing that can't not be stopped. Because you got your mind and your faith lined up. And every time Satan comes at somebody, you point the blood gun at him. That don't come from God. Well, you're not going to make it. What? Did Jesus made it?
Yes.
Anything Jesus did, I can do. Because he's in me. Jeremiah 1:12. In the new Living Bible. Give it to him in the Living Bible. Jeremiah 1:12. Keep your faith charged with the mindset of the word. Keep your faith. I must keep my faith charged with the mindset of the word. Not my emotion, not my feeling. Mindset of the word. Jeremiah 1:12. And the Lord said, that's right. And it means that I'm watching. I will certainly carry out all my plans. He watch over his word to perform it. That's what he mean. Huh? What? Acts 19:20. Keep your faith charged with the mindset of the word. What I say? Yeah, you can't let no emotion come in when you're working with your faith. You got to shut it down. Say, no, this is the way you're going to think. That's how you lost your last battle. A question came. Is it really working? Do God really want you to have it? Yeah, he want me to have it. Don't ask me no question. Do God want me to have it? It's all over the book he want me to have it. See what I'm saying? We all been there. You know what I'm talking about. But see, but you're going to answer different now. Let me use some broke English. I just ain't selling no more. I ain't selling for less. You can say it as proper as you want, but you better get the anointing for it. You can use all them high polluted words and doing nothing if you don't handle it right. Look at that 19. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. And that's so mightily grew your faith and prevailed. See, when you got your faith lined up properly with the word and your mindset, your faith prevail. You walk out here with prevailing faith. Lord, prevailing faith. Lord, what are you saying here? Prevailing faith. Faith that can't fail. Faith that is real. It's not just a religion, it's a revelation. I walk by prevailing faith. I live by prevailing faith. I'm going to say something, you'll get scared. I will not lose another battle. She's going to look like you're losing, but because of what you know, because of what you know, it's finally going to have to turn in your favor. Talk to me, somebody here. I don't care what you're dealing with tonight. I don't care where you are. Whatever you're dealing with, it got to turn into your favor if you operate properly in faith and got your mindset right. See, it's been making faith look weak a lot of time because people love God and seem like they couldn't overcome certain things. It's because their mind, Satan, would rob them in their soul. But he won't be able to do it no more. Not from a remnant of God's people, because we're going to say, all right, we're going to pause right here. And I'm going to let my mind catch up with the truth. I don't care what we're dealing with in here tonight. I don't care what you're dealing with. Listen to me. Nothing more powerful than the word of God and the revelation and the thing that God is uncovering right here, right now. Man, if you pay attention to this, you don't know how much you have graduated. Satan trying to make faith look stupid. And nothing happened. You've been doing all that praying and nothing happened. Yeah, I've been doing that. I prayed 9 hours, but I didn't think right. And thoughts come. They come all day long. They just come. Well, you be on your knees praying, and a cuss word will come out. If you don't watch yourself, you'd be on your knees praying. Be minding your own business and a crazy thought come up about your neighbor.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Y'all don't want me to preach at me. All right, I'm not going to be able to go much further, so I'm going to read this part here, these two here. You must train your faith with spiritual discernment. And I can't get it no clearer. This is one of my favorite chapter because I've used it in my life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'm going to read 10 verses out of there. I want to read all 10 verses because it's so powerful to know what level you're working on. And there's such a strong anointing that can come upon your life out of this chapter. And you yield, you'll know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. See, you got to learn how to yield to the Holy Ghost when everybody says not working. In my little Bible, even for this whole chapter, it named faith in God's power. Yeah, no matter what it looked like. All right. And he said, and I, brother, when I came, you came not with excellent speech and wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. You see that? Now look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. This is dancing ground for your faith. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Your faith ever get to dancing there. And I was with you in weakness, look at it, and in fear and in much trembling. That's a natural, you see. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but how many of y'all ready for your faith to demonstrate? I mean, just demonstrate it on purpose. Just do something. Just go beyond. Just because your faith ready to demonstrate now. I said your faith is ready. Y'all hear? Your faith is ready to produce demonstration that you have never seen before, and you're going to start demonstrating, and many people are going to get saved because of your faith. You walk out here with dominion faith, demonstrating faith, dominating faith. What? God, have pulled that cover off. The enemy been trapping your faith in a mindset. Tonight, your faith is drinking new wine. And you're going to be drunk enough to jump, knowing that God going to take care of you. I'm tired of seeing all these weak Christians. I don't know what I'm going to do. What the hell are you talking about? You don't know what you're going to do. And Jesus didn't die for you on the cross. And you don't know what to do. Just anything come up, just settle that mind down. Don't rush it. Just sit down. Who said this? What I'm thinking about? Renew that mind. Look at this. Let me try to read it. But in the last part of verse 4, but in the demonstration of the spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see that? How be we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, matured enough, see, yet not the wisdom of this world. See, I ain't talking about no world wisdom here tonight. Nor the prince of this world that come to know. What? That come to know. Everything that's not of God coming to know, you know. I don't care how high class they're riding. I don't care what they're saying. Everything that does not respect God is going to come to know. I don't care how high you live. I don't care who you say. I don't care what title you have. If you don't respect God, you coming to an end. Only people who respect God going all the way. But you're not moving me by showing what you got and all that stuff and all the material stuff you're showing. That don't move me. Matter of fact, that stuff you got in mind anyway. And the wealth transfer is happening right now. So we're about to take our stuff back. You're supposed to have the best. I'm going to say something. You're supposed to be rich. You're supposed to be out of debt. She didn't want to tell us that. They won't go in debt. Living them big lives and want us to, y'all a little Christian. No, we ain't no little Christian. We Solomon. Yes. Isaac. Yes. Job. Yes. See, get that mindset. I try to get the word of life, Christian center mindset off this stuff. Talking about the less you have, the more holy you are. That's crazy. We're not going to have that up in here. Y'all going to move. Right here. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world into our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard. Talk to your faith now. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, here your faith go. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, I'm going on. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You see, what things also we speak, not in the word which man wisdom teaches, ooh, Lord. But watch the who? Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, the carnal man either. the flesh of the man either. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual, come on, you're going to leave your judge tonight.
Yeah.
But he that is spiritual judges of what?
All
things, yet he himself is judge of no man. Yeah, we're supposed to judge some of this stuff. Here come the judge. When a man or woman walk into Revelation, you judge when they walk in the room. We have known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. All right, let's get to the last one. I got 4 minutes. Let's get to the last one. Use the blood of Jesus to handcuff everything that is against your faith. And I just give you the scripture. Revelation 12, 10 and 11. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. Use the blood of Jesus to handcuff everything that is against your faith. Now I'm closing. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. How many understood that now?
Yes, sir.
How many know you've been through that before?
Yes, sir.
Huh? How many of y'all plan on dealing with it now?
Yes.
Because you get in a scenario or a situation, and you look at somebody else who's been in the same scenario and situation, and you sell it for that. But yet you say you're a faith person. See? Don't bring me all your bad reports. I don't want to hear them. Because you attract them to yourself. I have some sympathy, but I ain't going down way down in sympathy. I'm going to sympathize with you, then I'm gone. Because I ain't bringing it on me. Sometimes y'all, I'm going to talk to you now. Sometimes y'all get involved with people too much.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know you're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. You got to love people. You got to look out for people. Sometimes y'all go too far. You got to let God handle it. You are not God.
I
deal with my people. I work with them. I tell them my scriptures. I pray with them. But then they got to turn to God. You got to know God. God got to do this. Leroy can't do it. Now, your faith is unhandcuffed. Very simple. Now, he going to come back with some more handcuffs. Hey, come. He's going to give you a thought. That ain't going to work. Sure, no. I know who you are now.
Right.
Yeah. Then out loud, read the scripture to him. He can't handle that either. He can't. Read it to him. Say, chapter 5, let me read this to you. He going to leave. But he know the whipping he got already.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready to go now?
Yes.
Y'all going to go do it now?
Yes.
Huh? Things been holding you back? Y'all ought to be more happier than y'all are. All this stuff. You don't know how long it took me to get out of here. I've been digging for this. Huh? Y'all know what happened to you? Do you know what happened to you tonight? You the one not married, right? All blind boys, open your eyes. The $1,200 check. She brought a $1,200 check up here. All blind boys, open your eyes. But I tell you what, you ain't slipping in there. They're going to check you out.
Amen.
I think they need to be checked out.
Yes, sir.
Not just a look, them shiny shoes. No, they need to be checked out.
Amen.
You ain't just going to take my daughter.
Amen.
I know. I see you laughing. You check them out, though. I know you check them out. Come on, boy. Praise God. What's the subject? What was the subject? What?
Don't you mind handcuffing faith.
Do you understand what happened in here tonight? So we were trying to go, but I want you to understand, we just didn't go through a little Bible class here tonight now. This is gonna make impact on preachers, pastors, evangelists, teachers. They're going to have an impact on their ministry all over the world, the one who accepted. Churches that are struggling, shouldn't be struggling, to make an impact on them tonight if they receive. Now, some are going to reject. Remember, Jesus had that, so you don't have to worry about that. So I ain't no better than Jesus, so you can reject. But the one who caught on to what we're talking about tonight, you go over that, study that, sit down, and go analyze what you've been dealing with and go back at this angle and watch what happens. Even your health in your body. Your finances. Your relationship. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Millions, the Lord told me, millions of people, if they catch it in the spirit, their lives will be affected to light. To change things almost immediately. Don't let your unrenewed mind control your faith. Make sure your mind is renewed so it can agree with your faith. Yes. All right. All right.